Next is public hearing pertaining to summer flounder, landing licenses, and et al. Who has that one?
John Zedrin here.
Yes, Mr. Zedrin, proceed.
I have a matter that just came up. Would you excuse me from the rest of the meeting?
Yes, sir. You are so excused. Thank you for the advance notice. Take care and good day. Item 12, who has it?
Jill Ramsey.
Okay. Good day. You're up.
Okay. Good afternoon, Commissioner, Commission members. This is a public hearing proposal to amend Chapter 4 of VAC 920 pertaining to landing licenses and Chapter 4 VAC 620 pertaining to summer flounder. There's going to be three issues in this presentation today. The first is to repeal Sections 40 and 45 of Chapter 920 pertaining to landing licenses and incorporate those sections into Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder. The second issue is the removal of the tonnage requirement as it relates to baseline vessels for transfers per the NOAA final rule on the omnibus amendment to the fishery management plan of the Northeastern United States. And then the third issue is to amend Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder to establish the fall 2020 commercial offshore summer flounder fishery management measures. Next slide. Okay, the first issue we will be discussing is Chapter 920 pertaining to landing licenses. In 1996, this chapter was established. It established a seafood landing license along with a summer flounder endorsement license to limit the number of federal vessels that could land summer flounder in Virginia. Since 1996, a landing license is now required for other fisheries, and the language that pertains to summer flounder would have better regulatory efficiency if we move it to Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder. The staff is proposing for this issue is to repeal Sections 40 and 45 from Chapter 920 and move them to Chapter 620. Most all the language will stay exactly the same, except for the removal of three words in Section 40, which I will discuss later. Next slide. Second issue today is the removal of the tonnage requirement as it relates to the transfers of summer flounder endorsement licenses. The transfer criteria was established by the Commission in 2004 following the federal guidelines, and the current VMRC transfer requirements are that no permits are to be transferred to another vessel that exceeds the gross tonnage or length of the baseline vessel by 10%. In 2015, National Marine Fisheries Service published a final rule that announced the approval of their baseline amendment to remove gross and net tonnage requirements when considering a vessel's baseline for replacement purposes. This measure has reduced administrative burden to permit holders and has had little effect on fleet capacity. Since VMRC originally established transfer criteria to mirror the federal criteria, staff is proposing to remove the tonnage requirement for transfers of the summer flounder endorsement license. The length requirement will remain in the regulation. The tonnage of a vessel is no longer a concern to this fishery, since the fishery is now managed using limited entry and with seasons and trip limits. Next slide. Okay, the third issue today pertains to Chapter 620 and setting the management measures for the fall 2020 offshore fishery. Just a little bit of background, Virginia received 21.3% of the coastwide commercial quota. For 2020, Virginia has been allocated 2.4 million pounds. We go through this every fall and every spring. The goal for the offshore fishery is to land 60% of our allowable landings during the spring and then 40% during the fall. Next slide. Due to COVID-19 this year and the decrease in the seafood market in spring 2020, The Virginia landings for the spring season are currently at 34% of our 2020 quota. So Virginia's remaining quota is much higher than usual going into the fall and will support two periods with larger landing limits. Staff has worked closely with industry, and these dates and landing limits will allow for the best utilization of our quota and work well with the market. So our proposal for the fall is to have two open periods. The first one will be September 8th through October 31st with a 12,000-pound landing limit. And the second will be November 1st through December 31st with a 12,000-pound landing limit, keeping in mind that if we reach 100% of our quota during that second period, then the fishery will be shut down. Next slide. Okay, these are the regulation changes. This is 920. You can find this pages 2 to 5 in your regulations. The thing we're doing in 920 is we are repealing section 40 and 45. Next slide. This is 920 as well. On page 1, we have to change some language in the purpose in order to remove any summer flounder language. And then on page 6, in the penalty section, same thing. We'll be removing any language that refers to the summer flounder endorsement license. Next slide. Okay, this is 620 pertaining to summer flounder. This is the purpose. We made a little bit of adjustment for the purpose. The old language referred to the stocks being severely depleted, so we changed the language to maintain healthy stocks, and we also needed to enter language about summer flounder endorsement license. Next slide. Okay, again, 620. This is going to be the language from 920 coming over into 620. So section 41 is going to be a new section. And you can see 41H, this is the only language that's going to be changed. In the yellow, you can see we removed end gross tonnage. So that will no longer be a criteria for transfer. Next slide. Okay, page 9 of your regulations. Section 42 is a brand new section, and it's just going to be the exact language coming over from 920. And then page 11, under the penalty section, we needed to add language because the summer flounder endorsement license is now in this regulation. Next slide. So this is the third issue. This is the changing the season dates and trip limits. Section 40D, we're just changing the opening and closing dates and also the landing limit. Next slide. This is section 40E, changing the opening date, and the closing date will remain the same as 2019, and also changing the landing limit. Next slide. Staff recommendations. Staff recommends the commission amend Chapter 920 pertaining to landing licenses and Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder. This proposal is to repeal sections 40 and 45 of Chapter 920 and incorporate those sections into Chapter 620. This amendment will also remove the tonnage requirement as it relates to baseline vessels for transfers per the NOAA final rule on the omnibus amendment to the fishery management plans of the Northeastern United States. Secondly, staff recommends the commission amend Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder to establish the fall 2020 commercial offshore summer flounder fishery management measures. Staff has received no public comment to date. And that is it. I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Ramsey. Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter for or against? I'm advised no by my assistant. Matters before the commission for action.
I move to approve the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard. Is there a second to the motion?
Second by
Ms. Everett. Second by Ms. Everett, since she's been abstain a little bit. We'll get her on the record for sure. Mr. France. Mr. Tankard. Mr. Zedrin has departed. Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard.
Aye.
Mr. Miner.
Aye.
Ms. Lusk.
Aye.
Ms. Everett.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Ramsey. Well done.
Thank you.